Joel Bird, director of the Vermilion County Emergency Management Agency, explained what the storm spotters do when severe weather threatens our area.
They're the ones that can go out and see what's going on when outside in the sky for us. And that's a real integral part of what we're doing here. We can see it on the computer, but we can't see it with our own eyes. So they're kind of our eyes in the sky for us to be able to figure out what direction the path is, if the tornado is actually on the ground, or what we're actually seeing on the radar is correct or not.
Bird says many of the volunteer storm spotters have been doing it for years.
The spotters that we have are pretty well seasoned pros that they know when a storm's coming. They'll call in and ask us what time you think it's going to be here. And we're tracking the storm mostly all the day long, getting updates from the National Weather Service most time of the day. So that way we can have them ready to go when we need them.
While many area storm spotters are police officers or firefighters, others are simply citizens who want to help out. They took the two-hour course this week from the National Weather Service. And how do the storm spotters stay safe?
We make sure we don't send them out at dark after dark. We make sure that they're in a position they can get out of the way if they need to. And some of them, we just ask them if they can do it from their own backyard and help us out that way instead of having to go out in a car somewhere. So mostly it's just to keep them safe and make sure that they're keeping themselves safe. And like I said, we don't send them out at night or anything just because you can't really see anything at night.
Although the outside storm sirens are a good way of knowing when severe weather is threatening your location, Bird recommends you have other ways of getting emergency information.
We've got a good social media following for Vermilion County Emergency Management and VermilionCountyWeather.com I'm here updating as the storm comes through in the operations center. So we put out the watches and warnings on there. We're hooked up with the National Weather Service. As soon as the warning goes out, you can sign up for NICSL, and it'll give you the warning right straight to your email or your phone.
As of Tuesday of this week, there had already been 55 confirmed tornadoes in Illinois. Normally, there are just over 100 for the entire year. I'm Bill Pickett.